Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special for Remrat Shiyichu, Mesos Chayil Chana Bas, Orna Adel, for Shalom Soshchal Yisrael, Rus Victoria Bas Tilo Vida, for Shalom Soshchal Yisrael. We're going to be learning a mimer of Maran Rav Chalabzat Sal, Parashas Pinchas, Omer Arav, Avat Hashem Yisrael Amo, B'Shnei Zmanim Hikayemet. בזמן שישראל בצביון רוממות קדושתם, ואין בהם דופי של תומה פסול כלל, ויש גם בנפילתם שהקדוש ברוך הוא שוכן איתם בתוך תומתם. The two times when הקדוש ברוך הוא loves the Jewish people. One is when the Jewish people are in their exalted kedusha, and there is no pall of impurity that is cast over them, no blemishes. And then there's another time when the Jewish people are fallen, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells with them in their tumah. Kol ha'amim, af neviyam ha'gadol u'bil'am, ha'yichlu l'tzayer la'atzmam et mahut chiburam shel Yisrael avim shebashamayim, v'klil kedushatam. Einim ma'aminim ad kama nivcharim im Yisrael mikoach gidulatam. Einam mevinim shefshar leben tzumuta adam ha'karutz mechomer lezakech atzmo, bakosh ken am shalem shu kulam ahuvim, kulam brurim, kulam kedoshim. Musa Olam, even their great prophet Bilam, cannot illustrate to themselves the essence of the connection of the Jewish people, their Father in Heaven, with their complete Kedusha. They don't believe how much the Jewish people are chosen because of their greatness. They don't understand that it's possible for a mortal person to purify himself so much. Certainly an entire nation, they should all be so beloved and so holy. It's a famous question of how is it possible that on one hand God knows everything, on the other hand we have free choice? If it's God knows it, then it's already a done deal. So how are we choosing? Kushatam shel Yisrael eina al yidiyato shelo titachem, barur lehem sheyodeo hakol. Ein lehem safek v'isus klal sheyidiyato hi hayotzeret et hametziut, ve'ein davar mibilado. The question of Jewish people isn't on God's yidiyah. It's clear that God knows everything. We have no doubt, no hesitation about that. That it's God's knowledge that creates reality and nothing else exists. So the second God knows it, that's what makes it happen. And therefore, we have no question how God can know it. So what's our question? Our question is on the other side, on the Bechira side. Since God knows it, and since God's knowledge makes it happen, how is there room for Bechira? לוקין שארמים לרבות גדוליהם, הם מלאים ספקות ויסוסים על עצם ידיעתו. קרובים הם יותר על הבחירה, רואים עצמם כאדוני הארץ, לעשות כחפצם, ומסתפקים במה שקוראים לו אלהד אלוהיה, לאמור שמסולק העולם מהשגחתו חלילה. גבישתם של העמים על עצם ידיעתו הוא. רוצים לשלול ממנו יתברך, לא רק את השגחתו, כי הם גם ידיעתו. So the idolaters, the pagans, they ask about God's knowledge because they say, hey, we have free choice. That we have no doubt about. We don't understand how God knows everything then. And therefore they want to negate from Hashem not only his hashgacha in the world, that he's watching over everything, but also his foreknowledge, that he knows what's going to happen in advance. And that's why when God appears to Bilam and he says, "Mi anoshim eile imach," or are these people with you, Bilam says, "Oh, pa'amim she'en akol galui v'yadua lefanav, pa'amim she'en dato shavaf, ani amtza'et she'uchal lekalel v'lo yavin." You see, Rashi brings that Bilam says, God doesn't know everything. He's asking me questions. So I'm going to find a time to curse them and God won't understand. עם כל זאת, אין האומות משערות נכונת קורא בחירתם של ישראל. רוצים הם להניח הנחה ברורה לדעתם, שרום פסגתם של ישראל הוא רק בבחינה של השוכן איתם בתוך תומתם. זהו שאמר בלם השם אלוקיו אמו ותרועת מלך בו. אפילו כשמכיסים וממרים אותו, אינו זז מלך בבן. ורצנו היה לומר שעיקר תפקידם של ישראל, ובבחינה זו בלבד. שיהיו מכעיסים לפניו, והוא ימשיך לשכון בתוכם לחבבם. אבל אמיתם של דברים אינו כן. אולי הייתה להם ישראל מעלה זו לתרומם להטלות במעלות המזבח העליונות ביותר, לא הייתה להם אף בחינה זו שאף בתוך תומתם אין הקדוש ברוך הוא זז מלחבבם. The nations do not assess correctly the great choice of the Jewish people. They want to make an assumption that the greatest level, the highest level, the peak, the zenith, the pinnacle of the Jewish people is only that God dwells among us, even in our tumah. And that's what Bilam said, Hashem Eloka v'imo suras melech bo. That even when the Jewish people anger God, He still loves them. And what he wanted to say was that the primary purpose of the Jewish people was in this perspective alone, that they should get God angry and God still dwell among them. But the truth of the matter is not like that. If the Jewish people would not have the capacity to elevate themselves to the highest levels, they would neither have that bechina, that perspective, that aspect of God dwelling among them, even in their tumah. So it's only because they have this element of being so amazing, so pure, so great, that God's also with them in their impurity. חזה בלעם שיסוד תומתם של ישראל ובמגע ממומות העולם, אלא שראה ולא ידע מה ראה. דעתו הייתה שחוק ישראל הוא, שחוק הוא לישראל שיהיה להם מגע עם ממות העולם כדי שתבוא בהם התומעה. ועם זאת, ועם כל זאת ימשיך הקדוש ברוך הוא לשכון בתוכם. בלעם saw that the yisod of the tomb of the Jewish people is when they come into contact with tumas ha'olam. But he saw it and didn't know what he was saying. He thought that the rulers of the Jewish people, they should have contact with tumas ha'olam in order that the tumah should come, and with that, God will continue dwelling among them. However, the truth is, not like that. The true rule of the Jewish people is that they should have no contact with the nations, and their clinging and adherence should be only to the God of Israel. Mefuleshet, it should go straight through. Mitzad ha-kdusha al-yona ve-amiromemet, because of the elevated and exalted Kedusha. ומתוך שזהו חוק קדושתם, since this is the rule of their Kedusha, that they're so connected to God, they're zocha even at the time of their nefila, when they fall, because of their contact with the outside nations, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues loving them. And that's what Bilam said. Let's put the Jewish people in a situation where they're in this bechina of Shechina b'toch tumas, and that God dwells among them even in their tumah. And therefore he subverted the daughters of Moab and Midian, that they should make contact, Tarti Mashma, with the Jewish people. However, Pinchas is the, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin 82a, Talmud Vosik Mechadish Halacha Shabol Aramis Kanoim Pogimbo. He is this wise student, this veteran student, who darshins the Halacha, that if somebody has relations with a Gentile woman, so a zealot may get involved and do what he does and exact justice. He brought to light the cutting off of this connection. Hu haya motzi le'or shel kitzutz hamaga hazeh ve'yikach romach biyado. He cut it off with his spade. כשם שאנו מקנים כנתו יתברך שמו גלים את האמת כי אין עוד מלבדו, כן גם הקדוש ברוך הוא מקנה כנתם של ישראל לגלות שכי הם עם לבדד ישכון ובגויים לא יתחשב. אולם כשהרגשה זו של השם אל הוא אלוקים בשמיים ממעל ועל ארץ מתחת אין עוד נחלשת, והקנאה לשמו מסתתרת בליבם של ישראל, אז לעומת זאת מסתתרת כנת הקדוש ברוך הוא בישראל עמו, ולא אפשר להמים לבוא בחשבון עם ישראל להיות עמם במגע, ומעלה נופלים ישראל במדרגתם הגבוהה לבחינת אני השם השוכן איתם בתוך תומתם. Just like we carry out the zealotry of God and we reveal the truth that there's no other than God, so to God is mekani kenosim shel Yisrael, he's zealous on behalf of the Jewish people to reveal that we are a nation that dwells alone and we are unique among all the nations. We are not like the Gentile nations. However, when our feeling that God is God in heaven and above and earth below and there's none other weakens, so if our hargasha weakens, so in parallel to that, the kinah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his nation also weakens, and therefore we can come into contact with the Gentiles and fall big time. And then we have to go into the Bechina of Ani Hashem Asher Echeni Sam Besef Tumasa. Beforehand, when we have clarity about God's oneness and God running the world. Then God has clarity about our oneness, and then we're protected. We're on our high madrega, but when we fall in our clarity, so then God's connection to us weakens also, and we're able to descend, chas v'shalom, into the depths of depravity. כך כשכנה פנחס כנתו להשם אלוקיו, הכניס את הכנה הזו בתוך בני ישראל, פנחס, בן אלעזר, בן אהרון, הכהן השיב את חמתי מעל בני ישראל, בקנאות כנתי בתוכם, ולא קליתי את בני ישראל בקנאתי. And therefore, when Pinchas was mekanei kinas Hashem, he brought this kinah, this zealotry, into the hearts of the Jewish people. As says Pinchas, son of Eluza, ben Aaron HaKohen, assuaged my wrath from the Jewish people when he was zealous among them, b'soichom, and I didn't destroy the Jewish people with my kinah. He was machnis kinah b'soichom. He brought this feeling of kin among the Jewish people. Otherwise, we were in great danger. וכל כך כי אין באפשרות הקנאים הפוגעים לקצץ את המגע הזה, לגמור את הדבר, להכניס כנתו יתברך שמו בתוך בני ישראל, יכול הדבר להפך לרועץ. שמצד אחד מעוררים את הקנאה ביחידותו, זו היחידות המצפה לראות את ישראל ביחידותם, ואין הדבר מוחדר בישראל מטפח את הקנאה לסכנה עצומה לישראל. גדול הוא כוחו של פנחס שפעל להכניס קנאתו בלב כל ישראל ולא קליתי את בני ישראל בקנאתי. So it could be dangerous if the Kanaim don't break off this connection we have with the Gentiles. And to bring Kinas Hashem in the hearts of the Jewish people, the zealotry on behalf of God in the hearts of the Jewish people, can be very dangerous. Because on one hand, we have God that waits to see when the kinah is expressed, in other words, if this kinah is not brought into the hearts of the Jewish people, so what happened? We have this kinah for God, and then this kinah for God makes God want to have kinah for us, kinah in the sense of zealotry, this passion that the person has that people should realize God's oneness, and then that the parallel of that would be that God wants the Jewish people to be unique. And if we're not, then we're in serious danger. Because God wants to see us being Am Levadad Yishkon of Agayim Leis Chasha. And if we're not in that Madrega, then we're endangered. So that's why it was so important for Pinchas to be Poel, to act that the Kinas Hashem should be felt in the hearts of the Jews. Because if they didn't feel it, and all he did was act with Kinah, then God's going to have kinah parallel to the Jewish people should be unique. And he sees that we're not unique. He sees that we're mixing in with the Gentiles. And then we're in danger. So therefore it's so important that Pinchas was he brought the kinah among the Jewish people that we should also feel special to God. And therefore that took us out of danger. But had Pinchas not been successful in doing that, then Hashem would have felt, because of Pinchas' kinah, Kadosh Baruch Hu kibiyachol, would have felt, hey, the Jewish people should be unique and they're not, and then we're in trouble. So therefore, Pinchas was zoche to be machnis kinah b'soichom, and Mimela Kadosh Baruch Hu also wants us to be unique, and he sees that we are, because we also have this kinah Hashem, and Mimela v'lo kilisias b'nei Yisrael b'kinasi, the Jewish people were destroyed with the kin of Hashem, and it's Hashem, we are going to hopefully continue learning Inyani Parashas Chinchas because it is so incredibly important. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.